like a walk to the bus stop, which I leave at about 20 past seven, between 20 past and half past seven.
14-year-old Star Skelton has an unusual journey to school. It takes an hour, even though it's less than 8 miles from her front door to Foy Community College on the south coast of Cornwall.
Then I get the taxi from the bus stop to the Padinnock Ferry. Then we, go on the Padinnock Ferry.
Star uses the Padinnock Ferry to cross the River Foy.
And then we go the other side and sometimes get the school minibus up to school.
4% of our students, which is about 45 kids, have to get the ferry to school every day. And there aren't many schools who have to deal with issues such as that.
Head teacher John Perry. He says that rural education authorities lose out financially in just about everything they do when compared to their urban counterparts.
A lot of the education system has been developed and planned around urban models for perfectly understandable reasons. We really get that, but not enough attention has been paid at policy level to developing an education system which caters for the large numbers of kids who live in rural areas.
I have to say, that's the calculation I typed in. Why is that the calculation I typed in? Jay, go for it.
Well, 2,000 would be equivalent to 100%.
Cornwall Council currently funds the journeys of 1,295 children in taxis and cars, at an average annual cost of more than £3,000 per pupil. That's £11 a day. It all adds up to £3.9 million a year from an already stretched school's budget. Legally, all education authorities have to help when a young person has special needs or lives beyond a certain distance from school. It becomes complicated, though, when there's simply no public transport available.
Now, if there's no buses, your parents don't own a car or can't drive, we then have to look at alternative means of getting you to school. And one of these ways is actually to use a taxi, because that is seen as one of the cheapest ways to get you to school.
Andrew Wallace is the Cornwall councillor responsible for children, families and young people.
It's £11 a day. At the end of the day, if there was a cheaper way, there was more bus routes, we could probably use more public transport. But we don't. So we have to still use alternative means. And if the one way is only getting our children to school is by use of private hire or taxis, we will have to do that. And the law is the law.
And Cornwall isn't alone. In 2011-2012, Surrey County Council spent £23.5 million on taxis. Hertfordshire spent more than £15 million, Essex spent £10.2 million, and Lancashire almost £10 million. The majority of the money went on children with special needs, but significant millions went on taxis for youngsters with no other way of getting to school. All the councils we contacted said they'd made major savings, though, since 2012 on taxis. When asked about finding funding for the extra cost of having to use taxis in rural areas with no public transport, the Department for Education said,
"Home to school transport is dealt with by local councils. We expect them to use taxis only where there are no suitable alternatives available, or where it is the cheapest option, such as in isolated rural areas."
We are reviewing it, looking at better ways or maybe and sometimes cheaper ways of actually providing transport. At the end of the day, we have to get our children to school. That's what we have to do. We're looking at, can we give the parents the mileage money instead of actually hiring a private hire taxi? And look at it this way. We also pay for rail tickets, ferry tickets, and also, obviously, the school bus.
So rural counties will have to continue funding a problem which is peculiar to them. Though as Cornwall Council looks hard at how to save costs on taxis, for Star Skelton, the journey to school is often an adventure.
I like it when the wind's up, because then you get the little ferry and it's quite fun and, energetic in the morning to, wake up to. And then, when it's sunny, it gets, really warm. But it's quite a nice journey to wake up to.